This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hey, Brad.
Well, this week on Wednesday, Dr. Rachel Levine, who we all know as Pennsylvania's health secretary, was confirmed to the number two spot at the U.S. Department of Health.
Brad, it's not often that Pennsylvania sends a leader up to the national stage that is breaking ground in this way. In fact, she's the first transgender federal official to win Senate confirmation. And in a statement that she released on Thursday, she said that she was humbled by that.
It's been fascinating watching her story in Pennsylvania and then have her move on to the national stage. And it was fascinating to see that Pennsylvania's U.S. Senator Pat Toomey, a Republican, of course, voted against her confirmation.
You know, that wasn't a surprise to people who've been watching Dr. Levine's career for a while. Even though she was well regarded as the leader of Pennsylvania's health department through the COVID crisis, not without criticism, but overall, she was, you know, seen as a calm leader who helped to steer the state through the worst of the crisis. She also has faced criticism, hate speech, and bigotry because she is a transgender leader. And we saw that, you know, echoed on the national stage. But I think one thing that's really interesting about this is she did address that in the statement that she released about this confirmation. And she said, in particularly, she's speaking to transgender youth and saying that she wants to do everything she can to support and advocate for them, even recognizing that they may be faced with hostility from some in the U.S. But she said, and I quote, "There is a place for you in America and in our government. Our more perfect union includes you too."
Wow. Well, on the subject of COVID-19 and the pandemic, relief money from this enormous relief bill has started moving into the Lehigh Valley. Can you start to see how it's being spent already?
The money is coming into the valley quickly, and local leaders have stood up already a couple of programs to roll out funding to some really hard-hit areas. So just this week, a group of leaders got together to announce $7.5 million that's going to be given out to local restaurants and businesses in the hospitality industry. These are for $10,000 grants, and they're hoping that that's going to help about 700 local businesses. There's also just in Lehigh County got $24 million for financially strapped tenants and landlords. People can apply for grants for help with rent or paying mortgages on properties. And it was interesting, the Community Action Committee of the Lehigh Valley has been very involved with housing issues, and they're writing the checks on that program. And the director there, Alan Jennings, says he's never seen resources like this deployed so quickly or at this amount.
It's really interesting. And on a bigger picture statewide, there's actually $1 billion, that's with a B, dollars in federal food assistance that will be eventually distributed throughout the state, aimed largely at students who are missing out on meals that would have been associated with their schooling.
We're keeping an eye on this, Brad, and I think we're going to see more such programs coming through in the next couple of weeks as well.
We have a really interesting event coming up April 1st. That's this Thursday, a chance to hear from the Allentown mayoral candidates on LGBTQ issues.
PBS 39 and WLVR are partnering with the Bradbury Sullivan LGBT Community Center. This forum is going to air live on TV, live on radio at 7 o'clock at night, and it's going to stream online on our Facebook pages as well. And that's going to be moderated by our own reporter and ATC host Tyler Pratt and Adrian Shanker, who's the director of Bradbury Sullivan. And it's going to include the four Democratic candidates for mayor. The Republican candidate on the ballot, Tim Ramos, declined an invitation. So people will be able to hear from incumbent Mayor Ray O'Connell and the other Democratic candidates who are on the ballot. And they can submit their questions, which may be included in the program.
It'll be really interesting to see how and if these candidates differentiate themselves on LGBTQ issues locally.
You know, I was talking to Adrian Shanker a little bit about the scope of the program, and he said that it's not just about LGBTQ issues, because LGBTQ issues in Allentown are everyone's issues. Issues like housing, economic development, policing, those will be some of the topics that get raised next Thursday.
Well, thanks for joining us, Jen.
Thank you, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of what you need to know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.